Hospitality is more than entertaining. Entertainment often asks, how impressive is my home, food style, or event? Christian hospitality asks, how can this person experience welcome, honor, safety, and care before God? Hospitality can happen around a table, in a church lobby, through a text message, during a ministry conversation, at work, in a classroom, in a soul center, or in a simple walk with a friend. Hospitality is the ministry of making room. Romans 15:7 says, therefore accept one another, even as Christ also accepted you to the glory of God. Christ-like welcome does not mean every relationship becomes intimate. It does not mean we ignore boundaries. It does not mean unsafe people get unlimited access. It does not mean we must host beyond our capacity. Hospitality and boundaries belong together. A person can be warm and wise. A person can be welcoming and discerning. A person can be kind without becoming overextended. A person can invite without pressuring. A person can say yes with joy and no with grace. Many people are hungry for belonging. They may attend church, work on a team, sit in a group, or live near others, yet still feel unseen. A small act of hospitality can become deeply meaningful. Learning a name matters. Making space in a conversation matters. Introducing someone to others matters. Noticing who is standing alone matters. Inviting someone without making them feel like a project matters. Hospitality is not about showing that we are socially skilled. It is about showing that Christ has welcomed us. Agape love helps us welcome others without using them to meet our own need for approval. It helps us avoid two mistakes. The first mistake is coldness. I do not want to be bothered. The second mistake is over-responsibility. I must make everyone feel happy and included at all times. Christ-like hospitality is humbler and wiser. It asks, what faithful welcome can I offer in this moment? That may be simple. It may be a seat, a smile, a meal, a question, a prayer, an introduction, or a quiet act of encouragement. Reflection question, where has God placed you where someone may need welcome? Gentle next step, practice one act of hospitality this week that is warm, realistic, and respectful of your limits.